Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, the Novato Elks Lodge Charity Golf Classic, taking place on October 7th, will be raising funds for the Vets Mobile Dental Unit. I'm here with the dental unit's executive director, Steve Gatlin. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Charlie.
Well, tell us about this new mobile dental unit. Sounds like a new venture. And then tell us about this golf classic that will be raising funds for it.
Sure, absolutely. Thanks for having me. So the Vets Mobile Dental Unit, the word VETS is actually an acronym. It stands for Veterans Excited to Smile. And what it is it's a 53-foot tractor trailer that is currently on its way up from Austin, Texas. It was donated to myself and a friend of mine who's a dentist out in Napa, Dr. Tim Wally, from a previous organization. But they donated it to us so that we could kind of pick up the ball where they left off and start doing free dental care for veterans, because it's a huge need. A lot of people don't realize, but for people that serve in the armed forces in the United States, when they get out, no matter what their timing is, in order to receive medical care, they have to file for a certain level of a certain percentage of care from the VA. And dental care traditionally is kind of even further back on the burner, if you will. To get dental care, you have to be a 100% disabled, have been a prisoner of war, or have a service-connected dental issue.
Wow.
So, I mean, the percentages of veterans that qualify for dental care are just really, really low. And I myself am a Marine Corps veteran. I served for 10 years and was honorably discharged as a staff sergeant about 15 years ago. And I connected with Dr. Wally. He and I are friends. And he told me about this unit that was available and said, what do you think we can do? And I have a background in nonprofit work, fundraising and event planning and stuff. So we're kind of taking his work with his 25 years in the dental field and his practice and my experience with the military and fundraising and things. And we formed this nonprofit, Vets Mobile Dental Unit. And we're hoping by the first part of 2020 to begin doing dental clinic days where we can pull this out to different locations around the Bay Area and have veterans come out who are in need of care, be assessed by Dr. Wally and his team, and then get the help that they need with their dental work.
Wow. Sounds great. That's a great cause. Well done. So how do you get hooked up with this charity golf classic taking place October 7th in Novato?
Right. Well, so I'm a Novato resident, and I'm also a member of the Novato Elks Lodge, number 2655, and came on board this year to help out with the annual golf classic, which takes place at Indian Valley Golf Club in Novato. And we decided this year to introduce an additional charitable element to the tournament. Traditionally, the tournament benefits the Elks Lodge. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. I say our because I'm a member of the lodge as well.
Sure.
But as a committee, we decided to introduce an additional charitable element. The Elks Foundation, all the lodges around the world, veteran care is one of the main pillars that we look out for, you know, things in the families in the community, homelessness and certainly veterans. And so being a local organization and being an Elk in the local organization, we decided, hey, let's introduce this and give people an additional reason to come out and play. When we have we'll have the tournament will be on October 7th. That's a Monday, at the Indian Valley Golf Club. Then we'll have a fundraiser dinner on Friday night, which is open to not only the people who play in the tournament, but it's open to the public. And it's going to be on Friday night at Ricky's Restaurant.
Perfect. So if you need more information or you want to register for the classic or the awards dinner, go to NovatoElksGolf.com and VetsMobileDentalUnit.com.
Correct. It's all right there.
All right, Steve, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight.